As previously mentioned on KMUD News, on June 13th, Caltrans announced that it has chosen a tunnel alternative for last chance grade, which they hope will be a permanent solution. Last Chance Grade is a part of the Highway 101 corridor in Del Norte County, connecting coastal California to Oregon. However, that stretch of road has been plagued with landslides and frequent closures. This stretch of highway south of Crescent City has long been marred by landslide activity and indefinite maintenance costs. As a vital artery connecting Del Norte County with its neighbors, any closure of Highway 101 at Last Chance Grade has far-reaching economic and service consequences. Last month, Caltrans announced that it had selected Alternative F, a 6,000-foot tunnel that bypasses area landslides and realigns the highway. The proposed tunnel would be the longest constructed in Caltrans history. Despite having impacts on old-growth redwood stands, environmental groups are in favor of this option. With construction costs estimated around $2.1 billion, the tunnel avoids chronic landslides, coastal erosion, and the impacts of climate change, while ensuring safety during seismic events. For more in-depth information, we spoke with Jamie Mattatuli, the corridor manager for Last Chance Grade, who has been working on the project since 2017.
Yeah, so it's such a key piece of road. It's the lifeline for the people of the region. And the road was placed on a large landslide that's been moving chronically since the origin of the placement there in the late 1800s. And then with the current alignment that was placed in 1937. Since that time, there's like places that have moved 30 feet vertically and 40 feet horizontally within that time since 1937.
Due to the active landslide, there is constant movement westward into the ocean, resulting in over a decade of continuous construction and at times complete closures due to unsafe conditions. This disconnects communities, travel, and commerce. A 2018 economic study estimated a loss of hundreds of millions of dollars annually if the road were to close.
It's an 8-hour detour to get from Klamath to Crescent City if Last Chance Grade is shut down. And there's this looming risk of a major failure that has a shutdown, whether it's a day or a month or a year, it has a big impact to the people of the region.
Since 2014, Caltrans has been working with tribes, environmental groups, lawmakers, and other stakeholders to create long-term solutions. And in June, they announced their design choice.
We've looked at over 17 alternatives. All of those have now been eliminated except for the one we selected, and that's the tunnel. We call it Alternative F. It's a 6,000-foot long tunnel. It would become the longest tunnel Caltrans has ever built. It'd be the longest highway tunnel in the state.
Alternative F avoids the problematic landslide completely.
So the tunnel would have two openings. It would go around that broken formation and behind. Essentially, you're avoiding the issues of the coastal erosion and long-term impacts of climate change. And it's an alternative that has far fewer impacts than some of the alternatives we looked at that would be east side bypasses.
Despite this option being considered to have minimal impacts, it presents challenges due to the sensitive environment and impacts on large diameter old growth redwood trees.
To bypass that landslide, you're right up against this forest. You're in the World Heritage Site that's managed by national parks and state parks. And there's some just amazing trees there. It's an incredible resource. So there are impacts, and we're working towards agreements for how to mitigate for those impacts.
Impacts include the removal of old growth redwoods, which has been a point of contention between environmental groups and Caltrans for decades. However, Tom Wheeler, the executive director of EPIC, the Environmental Information Protection Center, says they fully support Caltrans' decision to move forward with Alternative F.
The tunnel is going to be the longest tunnel in California when completed, and It is a final alternative for Caltrans to have selected. It's going to produce significant environmental impacts, most particularly the removal of a number of old growth redwood trees near the highway. That said, all alternatives that Caltrans have studied would have removed old growth trees, and of the various alternatives that Caltrans has studied, this is among the lowest impact alternatives that has been proposed. After we've exhausted avoidance, we are committed to minimizing and mitigating those impacts that cannot be avoided. So this is going to be an important part of the project with hopefully a substantial budget to mitigate these impacts.
Notably, EPIC has been involved in lawsuits against Caltrans for other projects within the same district, specifically Richardson Grove, where the removal of redwoods is a contentious disagreement between the environmental entity and Caltrans. But Wheeler says,
Caltrans has been a good partner in the 10 years that we've worked with them on this project, and we anticipate they will continue to be a good partner on this project. And also, I want to point out that this is considerably different than what we experience with other Caltrans projects like Richardson Grove. Here, the agency has been transparent and forthright and have brought along groups like EPIC to represent, you know, environmental stakeholders. And I think that we've avoided a lot of conflict and tension with this project because of the way that Caltrans has developed the project. So I appreciate the project leads for this, Jean Mattioli at Caltrans in particular, who has done a really good job shepherding this project.
EPIC says it has been working on this project for the last decade and will continue to stay engaged for another.
So Caltrans is going to continue to refine the project designs as they move forward with finalizing their environmental impact statement and environmental impact report for the project. This is a considerable process and is likely to be completed in 2025. We are going to continue to work with Caltrans through the Congressman Huffman stakeholder group, which was convened in 2015 to review the project and includes environmental advocates from both EPIC and from Friends of Del Norte. So we are going to continue to work with Caltrans to evaluate more detailed project designs as they're able to move forward and suggest ways that the project can be modified to continue to further reduce impacts.
Over the next year and a half, Caltrans will work on completing the environmental documents by December 2025, with the first hurdle of selecting the alternative complete. Despite having full support from leaders like Senator Mike McGuire, Assemblymember Jim Wood, and Congressman Jared Huffman, securing funding will be a challenge. Over the next 6 years, Caltrans will refine the design to ensure safety and reliability, conduct geotechnical studies, acquire land from state parks, and complete permits from resource agencies like the Coastal Commission. Mattioli says the current road at last chance grade will remain open during construction, barring further landslide activity.
So one benefit of the tunnel alternative is most of the construction will happen off the highway. And if we are able to begin on time or earlier than 2030, motorists would see that construction happen. We expect to maintain traffic throughout construction. There could be moments where we're down to one lane temporarily where we're tying things in. There could be moments where perhaps a temporary full closure is required. So we're investigating all that, but the goal would be to minimize any impacts to the traveling public, again, because it's such a big deal to the community to have any sort of closures. But most of this work would happen off the highway.
With construction estimated to cost around $2.1 billion, Caltrans says it's committed to delivering a successful project through partnership, community support, and collaboration efforts, and will be spending the next few years exploring all avenues to stay on schedule while prioritizing quality, efficiency, and preservation. For more information about the Last Chance Grade project, you can go online to lastchancegrade.com. KMA News will continue to share updates.